I think I mentioned earlier about needing a cigarette or maybe taking up smoking. The Ducks might just make me do that. They might just make last night's game slash broadcast just exhausting. I mean, yes, because of a 7 o'clock kickoff, but oh my God, just the ups and downs of that game. Thinking that at 27-20, after the Ducks scored on the punt return touchdown, they got it. They got that to take the lead. And then they go and get the ball back, and you're like, all right, let's step on their throats. Let's finish this off. And then Patrick Herbert fumbles the ball, and Boise State scores on the very next play on a 70-yard touchdown. Then the next drive, Dylan Gabriel gets the ball snapped at him when he's not expecting it, then fumbles it. And then a few plays later, Boise State scores and then takes the lead, followed by a kickoff return. Like, that game was just, it was drunk, high, crossfaded, all of it. And then the Peacock broadcast just did no favors at all.
Oh, my gosh.
My God. That was driving me up the wall.
Can you fill me in on that? Because I was on the radio, so I saw it, but I didn't hear what was going on.
Almost like, not blackouts, but it kept kind of, screen kept going dark for a little bit.
The cameras were cutting out.
The cameras were messing up.
The audio would get messed up.
Everything about it
was. The cameras sometimes were just pointed in the wrong direction.
Oh, I
did. Something else.
They'd have to like zoom out and readjust.
I did catch, I think it was Sappington's first field goal, the chip shot, the 23-yarder. They had the wrong camera angles that we're talking about where they had to zoom in at the last second to like, that is pretty bush league.
Dude, it was just an absolute mess. Like, the one good thing about the Peacock broadcast was that the cameras and the resolution, extremely nice. Like, I remember in years past, people complaining about ESPN having the games that look like they were filmed on potatoes and just being super pixelated and not good resolution and quality. So I will give them that, is that they're using really nice cameras on Peacock for the game. But with that being said, That game last night was just so damn exhausting. And usually, I will say this, usually Oregon loses those type of games. Like, in years past, that's a game that Oregon is probably end up losing. And that is how it was starting to feel at one point, especially after the fumble when they went up 27-20. And then Boise State scored on the next play. Like, it was just such a roller coaster of emotions. And for the second straight week against a team from the state of Idaho, and I said this earlier in the show, but I hereby decree that we never play a team from the state of Idaho again. Whether it's the Vandals, whether it's Boise State, whether it's the Coeur d'Alene School for the Blind, whoever it is from Idaho, do not put them on the schedule going forward for the next forever. Don't do it. But two straight weeks of the Ducks, as Derek Carr and the Saints, they start off with a big touchdown.
My Saints?
Oh, my God.
Derek Carr, MVP?
And Derek Carr wins MVP!
It's coming.
But the Ducks, they eerily squeak by Boise State in a great game, back and forth. But, my God, like I said, get me a pack of Marlboro immediately.
It was a great game if you're not an Oregon Duck, like if you're not on the team. But if you are on the team, like, this game was tough and this game was not good because there were certain, you just couldn't execute. That offensive line is an issue. Like, I think that there's some real problems.
Well, I will say
for the Ducks on that offensive line, and it's not going to get easier.
Well, they did make some changes on the offensive line mid game yesterday, and it seemed to help a bit, but there was still just mistakes made by everybody on the team on the offensive side. And again, it got better, but that unit is going to be under a magnifying glass, under a microscope the entire year.
But I mean, the defense, who played well last week, but against, you know, lesser, or I guess an inferior opponent. I think most of us would consider them an inferior opponent. And
hey, Idaho got a big win against Wyoming yesterday,
did.
Okay?
They did, because Wyoming is a juggernaut, right? And so, but Boise State's one of those teams that, again, Oregon's never beaten them. Like, I mean, they're just one of those thorn-in-the-side type of teams. We all remember the LeGarrette Blount punch. You know, back in, what was that, 2008?
2009.
Byron
Hout.
Yeah, so we all kind of, you know, remember that. And I think that was the last, I don't know, wasn't the last time they played, but that was the last memory that I have of really Boise State.
The Vegas, like, Bowl 2017.
Yeah, we got, you know, beat so bad that, you know, we stole on them at the end of the game. Like, that's kind of how that went. And it looked like some Ducks players wanted to steal on some Boise State players yesterday, because Oregon just, whenever it seemed like they had an advantage, Boise State just punched back. And Austin Gentry, or Genty, excuse me, what couldn't he do yesterday? He did everything. Every time he touched the rock, it was pretty much either to the house or close to it, or gave a big, your heart kind of skipped a beat a little bit when he got the ball. Like, they played a great game. And Oregon played a great game in certain regards, too. You know, Jordan James ran the ball pretty well. Obviously, Evan Stewart had a big game through the air. So it's like there are certain things that went well for the team, but you're just looking, it's like third downs, not being able to convert. Like, that sucked. To hear the Autzen crowd boo was weird.
I mean,
that was a weird thing. Like, to hear them, like, get to the point
in September. Yeah.
And then here's my thing. The same thing we used to talk about. Remember Arroyo, the former offensive coordinator for the Ducks. It's the same thing that
Marcus Arroyo.
We need to start. You know, you have a Heisman candidate in Dylan Gabriel there. Take some shots, like, and then you got these receivers that are just so incredibly fast. Like, I'm glad they took some shots at the end of the game. Like, Dylan Gabriel was 18 for 21, and those three that he missed on, those three deep balls, like
towards the end.
You get those, then, you know, he probably has damn near, you know, a perfect game, you know, passing the ball. But I just feel like you just need to take some chances. Like, and I feel like you're playing very, very conservative, and you don't have to. I think you got the dogs on your side to really make things happen. And I feel like they're just playing very, very safe and conservative, and I don't know how well that's going to work in this Big Ten.
Well, it was also, there was a lot of, like, WTF moments yesterday as well. The one drive that they had where I believe it was after they went up 27-20, maybe it was 20-20 at that point, I don't remember, but basically they were in their own territory, they got a holding penalty, and it backed them up to 1st and 20, and then they just handed the ball off up the middle just three times in a row, and it was very just like, that's it? Like, it felt very much like, we don't trust our offensive line to hold up to give Dylan Gabriel enough time to make a play. So we're just going to run the ball and play the field position battle and then kick the ball off. And then they had a drive later on where it was that hook and ladder play that they ran.
Yeah.
And then that was immediately followed up by the two overthrows by Dylan Gabriel. And it was just like, it just felt clunky. It felt not... And then what was the other play to convert the 3rd and 1 where they had Terrence Ferguson go in motion and then, like, line up under the center? It's like, you guys, what? Stop it.
And then just catch, like, a little flat. Like, I was like, man, what's happening now?
It's very confusing. It just felt very, like I said, clunky and just like, dude, what the hell are we doing? What is going on?
There was a lot that
went on. Why? Why to all of this?
There was so much that went on in that play. It was like, what's happening?
I think the commentators even said, they're like, that was a lot of work for just 2 yards there. I agree.
I mean, it worked, but was that the plan?
Yes.
Yeah. It was just, there's so much to clean up with this offense. Defense, I thought, played pretty well. It was just they put him in bad positions a couple of times. And then Ashton Genty, he is an absolute beast. Like, that dude already has 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks of football. And, like, he has multiple 70-yard touchdown runs already on the season. So he was going to get his. Last week he had a huge game. So I just knew that he was going to be a threat for this Boise State team. But defense, I thought, played pretty well and really played well when they needed to, especially. They come up with some big stops, but, man, this offense is just not putting them in the best positions. And this offensive line, like I said, it is going to be under scrutiny for the entire year.
And so last week when we spoke, you know, and we were talking about the season and everything, and I was saying, man, Oregon State, you would think it's going to be sweet and they're just going to go into Corvallis and just run over them. 2 weeks now, we've seen the Ducks go against teams that should be on paper clearly better than, and it's been a struggle. You mean to tell me that Oregon State don't have no chance? Oregon State beat Colorado State yesterday, or excuse me, San Jose State yesterday, 21-0. You know, no problem. Or San Diego State. Who'd they play? Yeah, San Diego State. 21-0. Not a problem. You don't think they can handle their own against this Ducks team, this current iteration of this Ducks team? You don't think Oregon State's going to be able to hang with them? Nah. Hey man, that game scares me now.
It wasn't just the offense, too, that had issues. The defense was obviously a lot better, but that roughing the passer penalty by Jordan Birch kind of set them up for a touchdown. And then there was also, I think in the second or third quarter, a pass that kind of went right through Cameron Camper's hands or kind of off his fingertips that was another touchdown for Boise State. And then on the other side, if Oregon hadn't scored those two special teams touchdowns, the punt return by Tez Johnson and then the 100-yard kickoff return for Tutty by Noah Whittington that actually is credited to Jade Lamar because he picked it up in the end zone after Noah let it go. I mean, that if it weren't for that, Oregon would not have won the game. And I made the point last night on the postgame show that it was just a very rare way for any team to win a game. And if that happens again, Oregon is not going to win, period.
Or dropping the ball at the goal line. Like, mind you, if they say that that's not a touchdown for whatever reason during the return.
Well, I mean, regardless of if he dropped it or not, a Oregon player picked it up like immediately.
Yeah.
After. Yeah, and so it was credited to him. If nobody picked it up, I think it's left at like that spot, like the half yard line or the yard line, I think.
And I think it's those like little mental mistakes that, you know, Oregon was good for making throughout the game. The holding penalties, whenever those run plays would happen, it's like, oh, that's a huge chunk right there. And then, no, it's got to come back because holding. So I think there's just some things that need to be worked out. And with it being a rivalry game and with Oregon State losing that last rivalry game, man, I don't love the Ducks, you know, chances of just going squeaking through the season without two losses in it.
Yeah, a lot needs to be improved by the time they get to conference play. Like, this team ain't beating Ohio State the way that they played last couple of games. They've got Oregon State, then they'll get a bye, then they'll take on UCLA, and then they'll take on Michigan State, which Michigan State, they got their first conference win, Jonathan Smith getting his first conference win in the Big Ten as head coach of Michigan State, beating Maryland yesterday. It's just a lot to be desired with this Oregon Ducks team, especially on the offensive side. They got a lot to work out. And we will see what happens next week in Corvallis.